Hey guys, just a heads up. This podcast contains adult language and occasionally has adult themes. If you are under the age of 18, you need to click away. No, seriously, if you are a child or someone who's going to be judging me around the dinner table, you need to find another podcast. Thanks.
So squeaky.
Welcome to Panda Talks. We're back by popular demand. By popular demand, I mean McCade, our number one listener, texted us and scolded us for missing 2 weeks in a row. I'm Panda.
And I'm Brady.
And we're sorry we were gone. We meant to post one yesterday, but we forgot. I've been in terrible pain. I have a bad toothache. It's debilitating. I can't freaking do anything but sit here and mope. But, how are you doing, Brady?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I'm tired.
I am, too.
Yeah, it's only 10:30.
Are you shitting me?
I'm 10:40 now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I was surprised when I went in and looked at the clock on the oven.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, it's been a shitty month. I hate December, but... Anyways, in uplifting happy news, I just have to share the funniest effing thing that just happened. Well, I thought it was funny. Maybe it's a useless story, but we're watching The Masked Singer. We're getting caught up. I believe it's over now.
I think so, yeah.
What is this? Anyways, so the last one we watched, after they unmask the caterpillar, and we won't spoiler alert in case someone hasn't seen it, wants to binge the latest season, that's fine, but it was like revealing the clues after they unmasked him, and Brady was so irate at one of the clues. He pointed out the TV and yelled, "That's bullshit, that's the dumbest clue ever," and it gave me a really good laugh. Thank you, Brady, I needed that.
You're welcome. It was a bullshit clue, though.
I just want to laugh. I just want to be happy. Just want to feel that. Anyways,
okay, the Ice King.
I connect to him on such a personal level. Like, you don't even know. Like, I watch that show, I'm just like, dang it. He's me. I am him. Anyways.
But he's had a sad life.
He has. Anyways, Brady wanted to talk about our childhood Christmases. And I said, do you really want to fucking go there with me? Because my mopey ass always brings up my biggest triggers about Christmas. So do we really want to make an episode of that? Or, I do have an episode idea in mind, but it is, okay, I really don't want young kids. I don't really want kids in general just listening to this. But, definitely any kid. Like, young kids cannot listen to it. So we're going to be talking about the jolly old fat man. Who comes around once a year. So what do you want to talk about? Childhood Christmases, or should we go into my unpopular opinion?
Well, I believe when I said childhood Christmases, you said, do you want to go down that, whatever? And I said, just talk about the happy stuff. You don't got to talk about...
No.
The baton pass every year. You can just talk about fun times, happy times.
You said, and I quote, well, I could just talk the whole time.
Well, I could talk the whole time. Because I'm like, thinking about Christmas, I'm like, man, I want to have like fun, heartwarming stuff, makes you feel good. Not stuff like, oh, you should feel sorry for bringing this up. Type of stuff.
I'm not trying to make you feel sorry. I just get like...
Oh, I don't feel sorry. I'm just saying somebody might.
I just get like reminiscent of like Christmas, and then I miss like certain family members, and then weird shit just gets pulled out of me. Like, what got me talking about E? When I was like telling that story of like...
Oh, yeah.
Someone in the family... I'm pretty sure it was on E, but as a kid, I didn't know. How did that even get brought up? It was because of Christmas.
We were driving around looking at Christmas lights. So was it something to do with Christmas lights?
Maybe? I don't freaking know. Christmas is a weird time for me. It just brings up, like I said, I just reminisce about the good stuff and it eventually leads to the not good stuff. And things I haven't thought about in years and things that it's like kind of epiphany, like, oh, holy shit, I can connect this dot as an adult. So, anyway, would you rather talk about your childhood Christmas or should we do unpopular opinion, no kids allowed time?
We can, I guess we can turn it into a debate. Not really a debate, but like, because we each kind of have our own view on it. We can do that if you want, because I don't want to do like a downer episode the week before Christmas, because it's Christmas on Saturday.
So, which one? You said not to do a downer episode, but they're both pretty downers, at least on my end.
I don't know. We'll do the one, and then if we have enough time, we'll parlay it into the other.
Okay,
We'll start off with your Santa one. And put my drink back. Is it gone?
it. Yes.
Just registered that you had it.
I just need something cold on my tooth because my face hurts so bad. Yeah, but my drink bag. You called me out. You called me out, sir.
Sorry, I was gonna save it for commercial. I was afraid it'd be gone.
I'm not drinking it. It tastes like shit.
I don't know. You might be shotgunning it.
Anyways, so
Kids leave. Turn
yeah,
it off.
literally no kids, because I do not want to be responsible for breaking someone's spirit. It would break me. But so before I met Brady, I had this plan with my kids around Christmas, how I wanted to raise them. Because even as an 18-year-old, I did not like Christmas. And a lot I didn't like about it. And then I met Brady, and he's the biggest Christmas elf, so my plans went out the window. But then recently, on TikTok, I follow Psycho underscore therapy, look her up. She's does a lot of like really helpful like parenting advice and like not just advice but explaining like why acting a certain way when your kid acts up, like what like I don't know. I think I've talked about her before, but she'll like do the pros and cons like. My greatest example that made me feel like a shitty parent was like a kid being afraid of lightning, and an unhelpful parent would say, "That's not scary. You're brave. Get over it," you know? Which is something I definitely would have done. But in my mind, I'm like, "Hey, that's not scary," trying to like reassure my kid, like, "You are big and brave and you can do scary things." Thinking I am being helpful, but then she's like, "But a helpful parent would say, you know what? It's okay to be afraid right now. Just know that you are safe, and if you want, I can sit and hold you for a minute. We can snuggle under a blanket," or you know. And then explains why, like, telling them it's not scary and they're brave kind of does, like, it doesn't validate their feelings and will even have them, as they grow up, like, questioning whether they really feel something or not, or if they're justified in feeling so. It makes sense. Anyways, go follow her. And she brought up her unpopular opinion is we should not be celebrating Santa Claus or even the Elf on the Shelf. And that made me go, oh yeah, I didn't want to do that either. I, especially like she, well, I'm gonna bring up her points she makes in her TikTok video. Number one, lying communicates they don't deserve the truth. Two, it's disrespectful to lie while teaching them not to. Three, it's patronizing. Four, it's a white lie in little quotables or whatever. No, a lie is a lie. Five, it undermines our kids' trust in us. Six, it perpetuates the label of good or bad children. Kids are kids. Seven, truth and magic can coexist. 8. It's creepy to convince your kids an old man is watching them and sneaking into the house. 9. Using Santa to encourage good behavior is manipulative, immoral, and destructive. 10. The truth is Santa isn't real. 11. For the Christian folk, it takes the Christ out of Christmas. So those were her reasons. And I know some of those are a little extreme, but I kind of can't, like, I don't know. It makes me wonder, should we be celebrating Santa Claus? Brady.
Yes.
Why don't you take the floor?
Not to belittle anything you just said, but it sounded to me like this person is a real Karen. Not to like just shit on her right off the bat, but I mean, just listening to some of your points, I'm like, I get it. I understand where she's coming from, but at the same time, I'm just kind of like, I don't know. My parents, I never felt, when I found out about Santa Claus, I didn't feel betrayed. I didn't feel lied to. I didn't feel like, I still 100% knew that my parents would not lie to me. Like, it was basically like them having a way to give me presents. It took the place of punishment, if I'm gonna, be honest. So instead of being like, hey, if you don't clean your room, you're grounded, or this or that, which, me and my kid shared a room, and there was a lot of groundings because we wouldn't clean their room, or we didn't clean it good, or whatever. And so then they're like, okay, well, Santa's watching, and then you're like, okay, well, I'm gonna clean my room. But it's like, it was a toss-up between those two. It was like, okay, either Santa's watching, so clean your room, or clean your room, or you're grounded. And I'm like, okay, that's a, a big toss-up. Because no parent's gonna be like, clean your room, or don't, I don't care. You're gonna find some way to be like, clean your room or you can't go play, clean your room or you can't do this. So yes, you're basically being like, okay, well, I'm gonna threaten Santa Claus. And I'll admit, like, I've used it more than once this year, but I don't know, it's just the same. I'll use it this way. So I was at a Walmart today. For some reason, I was like, do I say where I was at? Yeah, I was at Walmart today, and I was looking for your tins you needed me to grab. I was looking for them, and then this lady turns the corner, and I didn't see what was happening. All I heard was the conversation that happened afterwards. Apparently, this lady's kids were being naughty, and they were of age to know that Santa Claus isn't real. And the mom was just like, I'm gonna take all of your stuff back. And it turned it from, yes, you're not talking about Santa Claus anymore. You're not bringing him into this. The kids know that there's no Santa Claus, but it's the same punishment. Except they know, like, hey, you're gonna do this. Like, as a kid, I legit believed, like, if I'm a bad kid, Santa's not bringing me shit. It was never like, I was never one of those kids that's like, no, I'm gonna be so bad and I'm still gonna get a bunch of stuff, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm like, I was still like, oh, I was a kid who, I was not a great kid, but I tried really hard to be a good kid. And so then by the end, I was like, Santa Claus is gonna know, I'm gonna get stuff, but I'm not gonna be an asshole. Knowing like Santa Claus is gonna bring me shit. I'm not gonna just push the envelope to see how far I can push it and then be like, oh, Santa Claus, what, And these kids were, for lack of a better term, like the mom just like scared the shit out of them. Like, I bought all this stuff. I'm gonna take it all back unless you stop. Like, and she was getting pissed off. And I'm like, lady, I'm 5 feet away from you. She had to know I could
It's
hear.
Walmart. Like, I'm surprised you didn't see her take her belt off and start smacking one of the kids.
And so I was just sitting there and I'm like, okay. But I didn't really think anything until you were reading that to me. And I'm like, it's the same damn thing. Instead of her going to a younger kid, you know, if you act like that, Santa's not gonna come. Instead, it's like, if you don't knock it off, I'm taking all your stuff back. And then the both kids are like, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm sorry. He started it, but I actually like hurt him. And I'm just like, it's the same shit, you know? If for kids before, you're gonna tell them Santa Claus isn't gonna bring anything. For kids after, you're just gonna tell them I'm taking your stuff back. You know what I mean? Or I'm not gonna give you this thing that I promised I'd get you. And so I'm like, I get where it's coming from. It does kind of take the blame from you as a parent. Like you're not the bad guy. If Santa's not gonna bring you stuff, I'm not the bad guy. But like I said, I never.
Well, I even threatened to our daughter this year, forget Santa, I'll take back what I've had.
Yeah,
I don't know. This has really got me thinking.
Well, it's basically when we decided to that we were gonna, you know, do Santa, because I was like, well, I basically was stubborn, and I'm like, hey, you're gonna tell him that it's not real, but I'm not gonna go along with that. I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna be the one to break it to him. You're gonna have to be the bad guy in this because it's not my plan, and I don't agree with it. You know, for me to be a bad guy. But I was just like, you know what? Like, I don't know. I understand where people are coming from, but for me, it made it funner because I didn't want to think like, oh, my parents are going out buying all my stuff. Like, to be a kid and to have magic still is cool. To be able to be like, oh, well, there's still a Santa Claus, there's still the Easter Bunny, there's still all this, you know, there's still magic in the world, there's all this unknown and whatever. And then as an adult, to be like, okay, well, there's no Santa Claus, there's no Easter Bunny, but there could be a Sasquatch, and there's probably aliens. And I'm like, if I was a kid, yeah, I would still believe in all that stuff. Even as an adult, I'm like, oh, I believe in aliens. And I'm like, well, the odds that there's nothing out there are ridiculously small. Like there has to be something. And Bigfoot, I'm like, do I believe that there's a Sasquatch? I'm like, I have no clue. I have doubts, but at the same time, it's fun to believe that it could be out there because I don't like the thought that we've discovered everything on our planet. It's boring. And so as a kid, like looking at there and saying, okay, there is a Santa Claus, just added a little more specialty to it. Like as a kid, you kind of know, like, no, there's no way this could really happen. But at the same time, like, no, I can't believe that. I've got to believe because, I don't know, as a kid, you make up reasons you have to believe. And yeah, when I found out, it never hurt my feelings. I was never angry at my parents. I never thought, you lied to me. I can't believe that you would lie to me about something so important. You know, they lied to me to give me presents. Like, who the hell cares? I got presents out of it. Like, if you told me a lie right now, but you gave me a PS5, I'd probably be like, all right, I'm okay. I'll believe it. Whatever you want to say.
Yes. Well, you got way more passionate about that than I thought you would. How do you feel about, I'm trying to read my list because you kind of answered some of them. Well, how do you feel about the whole, like, I think this kind of goes into like spanking your kids and also telling them not to hit. How do you feel about it? You lying to them while telling them not to tell lies.
It's not, I don't think of it as a secret. I think of it as a surprise.
Way to turn my own words against me, and that has nothing to do with a lie.
I know. Well, I don't know. I don't think, I understand lying is bad. But there's sometimes where you tell a lie and I don't know, where she's like, it's a little white lie, blah blah blah. And I'm like, and like I don't see the, I see where lying is bad, and I see where you telling your kids not to lie. But I never tell my kids not to lie. I just say, You get in less trouble if you tell me the truth than if you lie. I'm never telling them, don't lie to me. I'm just saying, I'm going to be less angry if you tell me the truth than if it's a lie, and I know it's a lie. You know? So.
And for anyone wondering what the words were, to help, like make sure your kid is not a victim of a child predator, you teach your kids to not keep secrets, you keep surprises, because secrets are shameful. They can't come to mom and dad, but surprises are fun because they don't last forever. Everyone finds out and everyone's happy about it. So
Yeah.
that's what his words he twisted against me. But I think I've stumped you with this one.
Well, you haven't stumped me, but there's no way for me to justify what I'm gonna say because it always is gonna sound bad. Like,
Yeah, because I'm
I
not.
don't think it's a painful lie.
Well, I don't like that. Just what you said about. I'm not telling my kids not to lie, because that's not good, especially going to. My biggest fears are kids being, like, victims of, like, being molested, you know? So telling them not to lie, or not to lie, or however you phrased it, like, kind of scares me. Like, no, they need to tell me the truth. That, like, what happens. That's just where my mind goes, because that's my biggest fear.
Yeah, so I don't. Like I said, there's no real way to justify it. It is a little white lie, and I don't think it's a damaging lie. I don't think this lie is going to make my kid turn into a serial killer. I don't think this kid is going to make my kid turn into a violent criminal. You know what I mean? Like, if it does, then my kid had some kind of underlying thing that I had no idea about. So I get what she's saying. Like, it's not, I'm never going to say lying's okay, but I don't understand lumping in. Sorry to use your own thing against you, but I don't think telling a kid that Santa Claus is real is the same thing as covering up a molestation.
Well, I know, and I'm sorry to like have compared the two, but just teaching them to lie is
Yeah,
this just
like a
another way.
gateway lie.
Yeah, is
I
it yeah,
understand what you're
gateway
trying to
lie. That's
say.
perfect. Okay, and then last question, I'll ask, and I know I don't like to talk about religion, but she brought this up, so I'm just gonna ask you, how do you feel about taking the Christ out of Christmas?
I don't, I've kind of been on board with this forever. As like, I remember as a at a young age, I found out like, it was somebody wrote like Merry Xmas, you know,
I write that all the time.
and somebody's like, you don't do that because it takes Christ out of Christmas. And I'm like, to me, in my mind,
It's just shorthand.
it's shorthand, and I feel like it's your intent. Like on Futurama, I feel like, yeah, that was their whole point, was taking the Christ out of Christmas, because it was like, this is in the future after all this blood, and like it was its own holiday. It wasn't Christmas, it was Xmas. You know, it had nothing to do with.
Yeah, and I had Killer Santa Robot.
Yeah, and
We
so I'm
should
like,
watch those Christmas specials.
so I don't know, I just like look at it and I go, okay, I understand it, but in my mind it's the intent behind it. Like if I was an atheist and I didn't really like, I didn't believe in Jesus, didn't do anything like that, and I wanted to do Christmas, I could do Xmas and be like, yeah, I'm taking Christ out of it, 'cause I've always, an unpopular opinion, I think it's funny when atheists have Christmas, because I'm like, why do you have like Festivus or whatever, you know, isn't that like,
Festivus for the rest of us.
yeah, I'm like Festivus, or like, isn't there a, I don't know if there is a type of Christmas for atheists, because for me it's about
Well,
Christ and then the others, but I think if you watch like any Christmas movie, it's always about peace on earth, goodwill towards men. It's not about like, we're gonna celebrate Jesus and whatever. It's like, we're just going to celebrate the kindness of men and whatever. And I'm like, okay, I get it. But for me, it's intent. Like, I'm not using Santa Claus to replace Jesus.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. You ask, is there Christmas celebration for atheists? And I'm going to say, yes, it is Christmas. It is Santa. It is not remembering that. And I know this is going to get like a lot of backlash for saying, but I'm going to just speak from the Christian point of view. And we'll just leave out like the pagan and like every other like ritual, winter solstice, whatever, out of it. But in Christian view, Jesus is the reason for the season. And so I would say Christmas is the taking the Christ out of Christmas. It, just Santa, just presents. You don't bring up the story of Christ. You don't bring up him being born in a manger or whatever. So that would be my argument. Is yes, Christmas is their holiday. You don't like that answer.
No, I think they need a new, because
I
it's in
think
the
you're
name.
being.
It's Christmas.
Okay, if you really want to break it down, it's covering, like, okay, you're supposed to read this book, and you didn't read it. I would have loved to have reviewed it before Christmas, but you didn't read it. And, like, there are, like, several holidays celebrating Yule between like November and February, and a bunch of stuff happened that basically we celebrate Christmas on this day, but again, it was like a bunch of different pagan religions that really Christmas is covering up. So if you really want to break it down, we're stealing it from the pagans. You don't like that answer
No, I
either.
don't understand it at all. I would have to read the book, I'm guessing, because it doesn't make sense to me.
There was a holiday, and this one was not in the book, but I did hear this somewhere. And forgive me, I have a shitty memory, but so there was a holiday, and I believe ancient Greek, where they were celebrating Saturn or Jupiter, but it was like a very debaucherous holiday. A lot of alcohol. We know how the Greeks were with their bathhouses and everything, but a lot of alcohol and, fun times. And I can't remember who, but one of the rulers, like it was like a big long like week holiday, and so they tried to condense it down to like one day, and that is the day that eventually, when Christianity was brought about, they were like, oh, well, this was Christ's birthday, so this is when we need to celebrate it, and they just kind of introduced it then.
Okay, I guess I could see it, because that's kind of like how Halloween was. Is like Halloween was a huge pagan thing, and then the Christians came along and they're like, "We hate your holiday. We're gonna put our holiday on top of it, and it's gonna cancel yours out."
Yeah.
So I guess I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I guess my thing is
Well,
just like I would change the name. Like if you wanted to call it Xmas, to me, that would make a lot more sense. Then whatever, but I don't know. I think it's the intent. Like, as you know, LDS people, a lot of times it kind of
LDS people.
it takes it out. Like when you're at a Christmas party and they're like, "Okay, we're gonna have a manger scene. Like we're gonna reenact the whole," and I'm like, "Okay, this is." I think it sucks for me as an adult because I've done it every year for 33 years. Several times. This is now my 34th Christmas.
It's not your 34th
It
Christmas.
is because my first Christmas was when I was 2 months
Oh.
old.
Like you can remember that.
I know, but it still counts. 34
You're
Christmases.
probably baby Jesus in that pageant.
I don't know, but yeah, I'm like, I don't like for me, it's I don't like it's kind of like this is a terrible analogy. I shouldn't make this, I'm gonna get in trouble. But it's kind of like we talked about earlier in the car. Is you hated certain Spider-Man slash Batman movies because they always have to tell you the Uncle Ben story. They always have to
Oh
tell
my
you
gosh.
Batman's parents. And by like, the fifth or sixth time through, you're like, "Hey, I know what happened. I don't need to hear this again." And so it kind of sucks being, religious. Every Christmas, you have to hear the story again and again and again. And it sucks because as an adult, you're like, "Oh, I know. Like, I'm not trying to be an asshole. I know. I've seen the manger scene 1,000 times. I've read the stories. I've heard them. I've seen all the programs. I know what Christmas is about. I don't need to sit through this. And so I'm like, okay, for kids, I guess, you know, kids need to be reminded in, you know, religion about, okay, this is why we're celebrating it. So you're not just like getting presents for no reason on this day. You're getting presents because of this and because of this. So it's kind of a double-edged sword for me. Like I appreciate it, but at the same time, I do get frustrated when I have to see it again because I'm like, I've seen this so many times. You know, I think this is what happened to me as an 18-year-old going to church. I got really fed up and I stopped going to church for a long time because I was just like, I've heard it all. I've seen it all. Like, you're telling me the same thing week after week that you've been telling me for 20 years. Like, you're not telling me anything new. And so then I'd get frustrated. And so I feel bad, but I don't really care for when you go to a Christmas party and they're like, hey, we're gonna do the manger scene. And that might make me, you know, a hypocrite or whatever. But I'm like, I know it. I can read it. I'll like read it with my kids, or we've told the stories. Our oldest daughter knows what Christmas is about because we were talking about it the other day and she started talking about Jesus. And I was like, okay, you know, you understand what's going on. I didn't even have to say anything. She learned it on her own. But then at the same time, I'm like, hey, so in 30 years, she's going to be in the same boat I am, but, or she won't, I don't know.
Okay, you went way into that. I didn't think you'd be into this at all. I thought you'd hate this episode idea because I'm questioning your very belief system and poking holes in your favorite holiday. So I'll just finish up with my thoughts because I will say, as a teenager, it was more from that religious point of view of, yeah, as someone that was born a Latter-day Saint and grew up in that religion, we are supposed to be remembering Christ and celebrating Christ. But we're not. We're all just greedy little assholes. This is the days of when Black Friday was huge. I don't think it is anymore. I think COVID hopefully put a stop to that because I think Black Friday's stupid and I hate that it's a thing. But I just think we're all like greedy assholes. And I think what pissed me off a lot about Christmas at this time was the fake good people come out of the woodworks. Oh, it's the season of giving, and it's like random acts of kindness go up more in December, and it's like, why don't you just act like that every year? Like, you're such a fake bitch if you're only nice to your neighbors on Christmas. Like, you should be nice to your neighbors 24/7. It's the equivalent of working at a store and your manager's pissing their pants because big wigs are coming to walk the store tomorrow, so the store has to be like the cleanest it's ever been, and you have to be on the best behavior you've ever been on. And it's like, this should be us 100% of the time, not just when a boss is coming, you know? So that's just, and that was 18-year-old Amanda. That these were the reasons why I hated it. So now, as an adult and having celebrated it, with my daughters, you know, there's something so magical about seeing her face light up. Even our baby, who doesn't fully like grasp it, like, she gets so excited about like the decorations, and we have the two elves on a shelf. I thought I would hate those motherfuckers, but the first time we put the first one out and Aria was not yet, oh shit, I just said our daughter's name, when our oldest was not even 3 yet, just her reaction changed my attitude, and I love these things now. Do I still wake up at 3 a.m. going, shit, I forgot to move it? Yes. This year I've let Brady do it because he's gotten into it and it's cute, and I've been tired and going to bed early. But like, yes, it's stressful. Yes, I'm not cute and creative like a lot of Pinterest moms with their elves, but like, just every morning my daughter wakes up with a happy attitude and says, let's go find the elves. Even my baby, who doesn't even fully understand it, just goes, "Elves, elves." And then when she finds them, just the laughter and pointing and smiles I get from even the baby, like, it's just, it's like you said, it's so magical. And same with, like, we had Santa at a party the other night, and like the look on my daughter's face, and like, I don't know, having celebrated it, I don't regret doing it with her, because just the look on her face is enough for me. How do I feel about it? Lying to our kids and the whole lying aspect. Listen, I don't think it's a secret that I have a lot of issues with my parents. And I think one issue I don't have with my parents is the fact that they lied to me about this. Like, out of everything they've done, it's not on my list of reasons why I think you fucked up. It's not even, like, near the list. Like, I have no ill will or bad feelings at all. It's just, excuse me. Oh, I never thought of it as something to, like, be angry towards your parents. And I don't know if there's anyone out there who is angry towards their parents for that. Like I said, I feel like people that have issues with their parents, they're usually bigger issues than, well, they lied to me about Santa, I can't think of one person that has issue with their parents over this. And yeah, I guess I see your point, because the, I don't know, manipulation is a trigger word for me. I know you hate the term trigger, but I'm using it tonight. I'm using it this month, sorry. But yeah, just so when I read her thing saying it's manipulating, I went, oh, son of a bitch, it is. And I am so anti-manipulation. I don't want to manipulate my kids. I don't want to be that parent, because that is toxic, it's dirty, it's not fair, it's awful. But I mean, at what point are you going between, like, manipulation and discipline? At what point is, like, if you don't do this, I'll take back your toys. And, like, if you don't do this, like, a warning or a consequence, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. A threat? I also hear you're not supposed to use threats as a parent, but I don't know how you
I don't know
parent
how you
without it.
discipline without, because your kids need some kind of boundaries.
Yeah, like, do this or you're getting time out. Like, yes, that's a threat, but, like, it's also a, I don't know. I don't think there's a perfect way to parent. I'll just say that right now. And I think we're all just doing our best. Just be nice. But, so I guess I do, like, agree with what you said about that parent saying, I'll take all your stuff I bought you back. And I've definitely used that to my kid. And I try not to use Santa or the elves. I've used it a lot more this year, but I try not to, but it's been really nice since last year. All I really do is when she acts out or does something not that good is I just kind of look at her and then I look at the elves and kind of just pull this face like, shit, they're watching this. And then she kind of changes her attitude. I don't know if that's toxic or not. But, like, I don't know, my siblings grew up with the elf on the shelf, and they never, like, reported, like, oh, we had it, like, because I thought they were creepy. They were introduced when I was a teenager. I was like, wow, so it's literally this creepy little possessed doll that moves from corner to corner in your house, and then it supposedly, like, tattletales on you. And I don't know, my siblings freaking loved it, and I'm the mentally unstable one out of everyone, so they grew up fine, I guess.
Well, to add to your story, we were on the same page with the elf on a shelf. Is we were both like, we're not gonna do it, it's weird, it's creepy, and blah blah blah. And then, your grandma just gave us one, and we're like, whatever, like, fine,
Yeah,
we'll try it,
I'll
whatever.
take anything for free. Like, I'm such a cheapie. Like, so my grandma, it was my grandma's birthday present to our daughter, but it was a secret for obvious reasons, but she bought it for our family.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I think I, because we were on the same page. I'm like, it's weird. I don't understand it. Like, it's before, it's after my time. Sorry, for some reason I was thinking the wrong way. Like, it's after my time. Doesn't make sense. I don't get it. Whatever. It's just people cashing in off of the popularity of the movie Elf, something like that.
Yes.
And yeah, I remember because I wasn't home when we did that, the Elf, the first time. I remember you setting it up, getting it all ready, and then I had to go to work super early. But I remember the video when I came home from work and just seeing like how like pumped she was, how excited, and was just like just beyond excited, just so excited. And I was like, okay, I understood it in that moment. And I always see people on Facebook still like just shitting on it and like, I don't get it. These things need to go away and blah, blah, blah. But it's always people that either haven't done it or like, I have this one guy that like completely shits on it. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if he has any kids, but he's like 60. He's like, these things need to go away and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, you just don't get it. Like, I understand because I was in your boat a handful of years ago, you know? I remember before we tried it, I'm like, this is so dumb. Why do people do this? Why do people fall for this? And blah, blah, blah. And then we did it, and it was like one day. Like, from one day to the next day, I completely was like, I understand everything. Like, I was no longer like, oh, these things are stupid and creepy and blah, blah, blah. I was just like watching her face light up as she realized that she caught an elf. I was just like, holy crap, okay,
Well, and
this is it.
even this year, I'd like to point out as you moved the elf, you just had an idea. I just came home from work one night and you'd moved him and you said, "Well, I had an idea." And just you went with it. That's the first time you, I'm pretty sure, participated outside of 3 a.m. And I go, "Oh shit, can you go move that thing?" And you get out of bed and move it. And then the next day, our daughter, our oldest daughter, just thought it was the funniest thing and loved that placement, and I think that really like plumed up your dad feathers, like made you so proud because you've been really into it, or you were for a minute really into it. And I remember you saying, "I like that she likes my hiding spots better than yours." And so I kind of just like have left it up to you this year so I can go to bed early, and I
I
think you
know.
hate it now.
I'm so done with it. I
Yeah.
got so angry last night when you're like, going to bed, move the elves. And I'm like, you're awake still. You move them. You're
I'm
standing and
so
walking around.
tired. I just want to go to bed. My face hurts. I'm growing a child. I worked so much last week. I shouldn't complain because people work more than me, but like, I worked more than I'm used to, and it just really took a lot out of me. And I'm busy. But.
I know, I'm like half ready to just leave a note that says, you were good enough this year. We took off early. Enjoy your
No,
presents.
that's. No. Like I said, I just have two more ideas. So I'll do it Christmas Eve and, and tonight, and Christmas Adam, as my friends call it.
And tonight.
Why tonight?
Because I don't
Okay, I guess we have like three more nights or whatever,
want to.
but. So long, I guess long story short, and I played devil's advocate on this when really I'm a full-on on board. I like to celebrate it with my kids. I don't. Yes, a lie's a lie. But honestly, to bring up your, because we believe in ghosts, we talk about it all the time. I believe in Bigfoot. Aliens freak me out, so I won't talk about them. But yeah, I know they're out there. You know, like if I believe in elves and the fae folk and all these different things, you know, I still believe in Santa. I believe in Saint Nick. He's not, in my mind, he's not necessarily a man. Sorry, that was my elbow on the vinyl. It totally sounded like I have a story to tell, but we will get to that in like after this. Anyways, I think I really feel like he's probably a spirit. Like, and you know, he comes this time of year and he just brings that special feeling into your heart. You know, maybe He's the one that makes fake ass bitches come out of the woodwork and be nice to people this time of year. I don't know why he can't hang around the rest of the year, but you know, I do believe in him still, but it's not in the same way my daughter believes in him. And so if we ever, that's what I plan on telling her. If I feel the same way in a couple of years and she brings it up, and if she does bring up the lie, I'll be like, I didn't lie because I do think he's real. Just not in the way we presented it to you, but that.
Just not as a blood and guts human.
Yeah, but like an actual spirit, and you know, that's what I plan on teaching, and I need to get that book, the Yuletide Stories for a Dark Time. What was it called? I shouted it out 2 weeks ago or whenever we did the last episode, and it was really good. I listened to it. I wish you would have listened to it too, so we could have talked about it, but here we are. I'm on board. I agree with it. If you're a parent that does not agree with it, and you choose not to do it with your kids, I respect you. You do you. Like I said, I don't think there's a perfect way to raise kids. I just really think we're all trying to do the best we can. And I think it's okay that psychotherapy had these thoughts. Like, I think it's okay that she brings it up. Like, she was concerned about, am I lying to my child in a bad way? Am I disrespecting them? Am I manipulating them? Like, I think those are all good questions to like evaluate yourself as a parent and you know what can I do better. So I have no hate for anyone that chooses not to do it because she even brought up like which one was it? Magic and tr oh, truth and magic can coexist. Like I'm sure she's still having fun memories with her kid and they're still doing you know like having a special time. Like we can make our daughter's birthday so special and magical. And that's all us. That's 1,000% us. So that's my thoughts. And I bet you didn't expect that coming out of my grumpy ass.
Not really. I thought you were gonna say, and so from now on, I'm telling him in the morning.
No. No, I just her I don't know. I'm on board with it. I like it. I have a lot of issues. I'm mentally unstable, but like I said, I don't think it's because of this, of my parents lying to me about this. I think some other shit happened that was worse, you know? And unfortunately, even though we do the best with our kids, we're probably gonna fuck up that this is probably not gonna be the biggest lie we've ever told them, you know? And I think that's the case with most kids, is parents, I don't know. Anyways.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, and to me, a lot of the I think when you become an adult, things change, but when you become a parent, things change even more. 'Cause when we got married, I was super pumped to buy you presents for Christmas just so I could see how excited you'd get opening them and be like, "Oh man, I did good. Look how she loves this so much, whatever." But it's not like the same thing as getting I have stuff for you. And I'm excited for you to open them this year for Christmas. But that's nothing compared to how excited I am for our kids to open their stuff. Because, if you really like something, be like, "Oh, I love it. Thank you. Oh, so cool." But if our kids get something that's going to, blow them away, it's going to be, screaming and, "You did it. You did good."
We have not watched that movie, and if we don't watch it this year, I'm gonna be pissed.
So. We can watch it. It's buried in there, so hopefully it's on one
Hulu.
of our streaming services.
Oh, I was thinking about today when we were eating malted milk balls. I was thinking about the greatest Christmas present we ever got, McCade and his wife, and how this year I don't feel like we. Well, you think you did good. You hope you make your brother cry. I feel like I could have done better with his wife. I don't dare shout her out in case she doesn't want to be on here, and I don't blame her, but I don't know. I got what she asked for, but it just feels unoriginal, and I could have done better, but it's been a really shitty month, and being pregnant doesn't help on top of that. Like, I'm just tired.
Yeah, we probably could have done a whole episode on our December curse, but we also
I'm
have.
not gonna call it a December curse. I'm gonna call it a Maddie gets pregnant curse.
Yeah, because we got our old
Was that our kid or was that
Yeah, I think it's
outside?
our oldest kid or our youngest kid. But we also got our oldest daughter in December, and that was pretty lucky.
I know,
So.
but well, I think the only thing bad that happened, 2016 was a really good year for us. The only bad thing that happened was I lost my great grandfather, but that was also kind of a blessing because he needed to go. And I know that sounds awful, but I think there's a point in every like grandparent's life where you're just like, it's okay. Like you're suffering, and I'd rather you be like free of this than stick around for my emotional needs. But other than that, 2016 was really good. I think the only bad thing was feeling like a failure as a parent that I couldn't provide properly for my child. And that's never improved. I'm still a piece of shit. But how about I tell you my funny story now?
Okay.
So the other day, I was in a couples massage. And I was doing neck stretches at the very end. I had the husband. And so as I'm doing stretches, they tell you in massage school to hold a stretch for 15 to 20 seconds. So I'm counting to 15 in my head, then I'm telling him to take a deep breath, and I'm either going further with the stretch or I'm releasing it. And on one of them, so how I do my neck stretches is I like to put a towel under the head because I like to angle it so that the edge of the towel gets under your occipitals, which is where your skull and your neck meet, those little muscles down there, the occipital muscles. And I like to pull on those just to get that traction. Oh, chef's kiss, feels so heavenly. But so I like to use a towel for that. And I can get better stretches with my arms, but don't judge me. This is how I do it. So as I'm like pulling on his neck, I tell him to take a deep breath, and his head kind of shifts, and his head rubs against the table, which makes kind of a fart noise, like what my elbow did against our couch. And I thought in my head, oh, that's so funny. That sounded like a fart. Hopefully, he doesn't think I farted, but that was close enough to his head that he probably, like, heard it and knows it wasn't me, right? So then, we're at the end, the like last thing we do, and it's I don't want to say required at our spa, but it's highly encouraged and it's a good idea. And I've like done this practice at other spas as well, is we wrap our clients' hot towels or feet in hot towels before we do the grounding, just to give them a little something extra. And then our boss likes us to do it to wipe off any oil lotion on their feet so that one, they don't slip. And two, they don't make the floors as messy or like as gross in between clients. So I go down to homeboy's feet and lift open his little blankets to get to his feet. And I get hit in the face with a fart and I am like gagging. It was so bad, but when you're pregnant, you're extra sensitive to smells and you have a really sensitive gag reflex. So I'm trying not to gag audibly. But also, my coworker, I don't want to be mean, but he's kind of smelly some days. And I hope he's not listening to this. Gosh, I'm sorry if you're listening to this. But I was like, maybe it was him. So I was trying to turn my head away from him. So if he farted, I wasn't like offending him. But anyways. But I was like, no, it had to have been my client because the whole fart noise by the ear, like when I was stretching his neck, and then the smell didn't hit me till I lift up the blankets. And so, yeah, that's basically my story. And then at the end of the night, I was like, I have to go take notes on this client, even though it wasn't really an eventful massage. Like, it was just full body relaxing. He didn't have like he had about as much tightness as most people do. And so I was just complaining to my coworker. I was like, well, I gotta go take notes. Even though nothing eventful happened, and I take two steps and go, except that he farted and made me gag. My coworker was like, I thought that was you. It was him. And I was like, yeah. And I told him the story, and he's like, well, I thought it was you, but I thought, hey, she's pregnant. She gets to do that shit. And I was just like, ah, that's super embarrassing that you thought it was me. I'm like, no, it was him. Because as soon as I lift up the blankets, it just wafted out.
Oh,
So anyway, that's my funny story. It made me laugh. It was gross, but.
That's disgusting.
You know what? Everyone farts. I'm not mad at him. It just, you know. And if he's listening to this, which I highly doubt, no shame. Everyone farts. I'm just, you know, it's a bad time for me. Super sensitive. Everything makes me gag. So, anyways, we gotta stop saying anyways, and I don't know.
Anyways, I don't know.
Okay, Brady, what special childhood memories did you want to bring up?
I don't know. Like, I've been kind of doing not so much like, I don't want to call it soul searching, but I kind of think like, why do certain things stick out more to me? Than other things, like why does this? Because you know, like we've done this Christmas party for a Christmas Eve party. My family does Christmas Eve big. Your family does Christmas big, so we split it up.
My family doesn't really do Christmas big, but go on.
Anyways, so.
Lost your train of thought.
I just when people lie to me, it just really throws me off. So anyways, what was the other thing we're not supposed to say? I don't know.
Damn it, Brady.
So I was just thinking because I look back on our Christmas Eve parties as a younger man, and I try to think like where for me did it change, because I still like our Christmas Eve party, but back when I was a kid, it was like the one thing I looked forward to the whole year. It was like even bigger than Christmas Day. I was like, Christmas Eve is my shit. Like, this is the one thing I want more than anything in the world. And we used to do it at my grandma's house, and now we do it at my uncle's house. I don't know if it's the change of venue that changed it for me, or if it's just like it's turned into such a, for lack of a better word, circus, because my family used to be a lot smaller, a lot less kids. You know, it was more of a, it was more of a controlled burst than a giant explosion, you know? So I try to think, is it what, why do I look back so fondly on that? And then I look at these new ones and they don't really add up to what they used to be. Like, what does it mean? Like, because I still like them, they're still fun, but it's not the same as it once was. And I'm trying to like figure out what that is so I can like either bring it in, like make a change to make it, you know, special for, I don't know, maybe it already is special for my kids, but I'm like, man, it used to be like that was the one thing I looked forward to more than anything else. But as a kid, it was always like we would wake up Christmas Eve, you never have school. Sometimes you have church, you know.
Hashtag Utah problems.
But it was usually like we'd wake up, do nothing all day until the afternoon. Well, my family would go to the cemeteries and they put flowers on the graves earlier in the day, or like poinsettias on the graves. And then we go in open pajamas, and then we go to this Christmas party or this Christmas Eve party. Then we'd go look at Christmas lights for like, we'd go on a long drive afterwards and look at Christmas lights, and all the kids would be looking for Rudolph, and you know. And I'm just like, man, that's so cool. Like, that was my favorite, my like epitome of Christmas for me was that. And now it's still fun, but it doesn't have the same magic to it, you know. Like, now to me, it's like work, if that makes sense. Like, I'm like, get up, and then I have to be to my mom's at X time, and then I have to go to this party, and I'm gonna have fun at the party, but like, it's almost like I the me getting there is an ordeal now. Instead of being like, oh, I'm this like I'm so pumped, I'm so excited, this is gonna be the best. Now I go to it and I'm like, it's Like, I still have fun. I'm going to have fun. I know I'm going to have fun, but I'm never like looking forward to it as much. Like, I'm looking forward to Christmas morning now, but I think I'm looking forward to Christmas morning now more than I'm looking forward to Christmas Eve. And it could have a lot of things with it. Like, my grandma's health is failing, and it's seems like this is going to be the last one that we're going to do in this capacity. It's going to be, different next year. And so I don't know if I'm like, I'm just not looking forward to it as much. And I'm wondering if it's because I'm sad that this is going to be the last one. Or if I'm like relieved. I don't know. I have so many mixed emotions going in. But like, my one favorite tradition was going to this party, and we would go and open, like I said, we'd open our pajamas and we would go to this party and get all our stuff, and then we'd run home after we looked at Christmas lights, and we'd always take whatever presents we got, and we'd pick a spot in our living room, and we'd set up all of our presents, and then that's where Santa would leave all the presents in the morning, was whichever spot we picked. And it's just like one of my favorite memories to look back on. It's already going to like such a freaking, I guess, a downer. I was the downer on
I
this
know, I
one.
was gonna say, you're supposed to bring up good childhood memories and you just boo-hooed this whole
Well,
time.
it's just like I've had all these emotions running with this,
Do you
and I
know
guess this
what?
is the first time I've actually like
Expressed it. That's
expressed
what
how
this
I
freaking
feel.
podcast is for. I told you it's my therapy. I've been feeling the exact same way. In fact, I've really identified with the Faith Hill Grinch Who Stole Christmas song, Where Are You Christmas? Because I've actually, it's the first year I've not been sick of Christmas music. Every year I'm like, I am going to tear out my ears if I have to listen to this shit. I hate it. But at work, I was really put off to hear we're playing Christmas music, but it's all instrumental and it's, for the most part, they have some Trans-Siberian Orchestra in there. And I'm like, what the fuck is it? They have the Nutcracker, but not just the Nutcracker, but like Dance of the Sugar Plum, like the. Like, fucking, it's not relaxing. And I'm like, okay, but for the most part, it's just relaxing instrumentals of different songs, Christmas songs. And I don't hate Christmas music this year. It's awesome. But that the instrumental of Where Are You Christmas? And I'm just like, God, is that what my problem is? Is like, I've tried to recreate feeling, the spirit of Christmas, feeling that magic, and just feeling something around this time of year. And then Christmas, like, it's in 3 days and I've not felt it. And is that my problem? Like, Christmas comes and goes. I'm just here like, well, I didn't feel it. It didn't feel like it happened to me. And I can't remember the last time I felt it, and that's what my mental health really got in the way this year, because trying to like recreate it not only for my kids but myself, I just like really got down on myself that I live in this stinky, smelly, shitty house that's never clean. Because I thought back that, you know what, my house growing up was always clean and it always smelled like Christmas. But despite all the candles I've burnt, it still smells like rotten, moldy pipes and chicken shit. And I can't keep my house clean for longer than a goddamn hour. And I've tried. And I'm so tired. So just, I don't know. I've been feeling the same. I've been wondering if it's like, if maybe I don't like this holiday because I just can't feel anything. And I want to. I know you've been like trying to trick me into liking this holiday, or you think I secretly like it. It's like, I want to be part of the mass. I want to like it. I want to be happy and giddy with my daughter. I want to feel something. I just feel numb. I feel nothing this holiday. Like, annoyed. I feel annoyed at people. But I don't really have any other emotions tied to Christmas, and I hate that. It doesn't feel healthy.
Well, like, this year's been weird to me. Because I'm all about personal. I make myself personal traditions that literally mean nothing to anybody else but me. And I haven't even been doing my own. Like,
I thought you gave up on those, like.
well, I used to do, like, every Black Friday, I would watch Christmas Vacation and have a
Summer
a summer
sausage.
sausage, and I would literally go out of my way to be like, okay, I need to have this summer sausage. I need to be ready on this day to do this. And then this year, you even brought it up. We were shopping, and you're like, do you want to get a summer sausage? And I was like, I don't.
I'd like to point out that it was last year. Me and the kids were like, hey, it's Black Friday, Christmas vacation, Dad's favorite movie. And you're like, oh, actually, I wanted to watch a different movie tonight. I'm kind of over this movie. And that's when I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then this year I wasn't even like concerned with watching, because I usually watch Christmas Vacation. I didn't watch it Black Friday. I didn't watch it the next day. I didn't watch it the next day. It was like a week into December before I even watched it, and then it was like 2 weeks into December before I watched Scrooged, which is what I replaced it with last year. And I'm just like, man, I just don't like. I mean, I've been watching Christmas movies. I've been watching like Home Alone and all like all these family shows. Not to be like, oh, well, we can't, you know, I'm just watching kids' movies or whatever, but I'm like watching all these, but I'm not even watching like I don't know, I've watched Elf like probably twice this year. But I don't know, I just haven't like in my mind leading up to December, I'm like, I'm gonna do everything that I wasn't able to do last year because I had two jobs and I was working and blah, 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 blah. And I literally haven't done any of it. I'm like, I've watched.
I told you didn't miss anything. We didn't do anything last year. You didn't miss anything.
I don't know. I'm just like, I feel
Okay.
like there's certain times I feel like it's Christmas, and then there's so certain other times where I'm like, it doesn't feel like anything. And I'm kind of blaming it on this month being really shitty. Like, it's been really hard to be holly jolly excited. Like, this is a great time of year. I love this time of year. It's always been like more, it's been a lot more stress.
Yeah, it's not the most stressful December we've had, though, but.
No, it's not the most stressful December we've had, but
Well,
it's up there.
I really hope everyone has a Merry Christmas or, you know, whatever you celebrate. I just hope you have a really good celebration. And I really mean that because I want other people to be happy. That's, you know, it would be shitty if I didn't, so. I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for listening. Sorry for letting my mental health dictate when I do things or not, but you know, it's just hard some days, so.
Hopefully this episode wasn't. I felt like it was like half happy, and then it was just kind of like
You
airing
brought it down.
grievances.
You brought it pretty fucking down. That's my
Yeah.
job. All right. Well, I'm Panda. I was trying to think of something. I was gonna be like drag ass panda or sappy panda, but then I was like, I need to make an alliteration, but
Then your
all I could
pant.
think of was pitiful panda, and I'm like, I don't know, that doesn't.
She's been Panda Claus.
He's been Brady the elf.
What's your favorite color?
We can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we love you.